The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me, and I in them, bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the one holy and triune God, amen. Please be seated. I understand from your rector that he often walks up and down the aisle, so I thought I would follow suit. So the question is, what's God up to in your life? What is God up to in your life? Our lessons this morning are all about faithfulness. Faithfulness. Being open to what God is doing in your life and around us. Being open to the Spirit of God that might call us to go beyond ourselves, beyond the safe and the comfortable and the easy. What is God up to in your life? There was Philip, as our Acts in our first lesson tell us. And the Spirit of God appeared and said, go out on that wilderness road. Go on that road to Gaza. And what did Philip do? He immediately, trusting in the Spirit of God, went out. He didn't ask, God, what do you want me to do? What's the deal? What's the next step? He went out. And traveling along that road was an Ethiopian eunuch, the one who would take care of the finances and the treasure of the queen of Ethiopia. And he, inspired by the word of God, had been reading from the prophet Isaiah. He didn't know why. He too was similarly moved by God to dwell in God's word, even though he was an outsider, a non-Jew, a foreigner. Both the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip were radically open to what God might be doing in their lives. And what happened? God brought them together. Philip, seeing the eunuch reading from Isaiah, hops up into the chariot, and they begin to have conversation. Conversation across the differences that otherwise would have separated them. Filled by the Spirit of God, they were willing to cross those boundaries of division and alienation that usually kept peoples apart. And Philip says, "What are you reading?" And the eunuch says, "I'm reading about the servant of God. Are you the person? Is the prophet the person? Who is this servant of God? This servant that suffers on behalf of the whole world, even me as an Ethiopian eunuch." And Philip says, "This is Jesus about whom the prophet speaks. This is God incarnate who came and lived amongst us to connect us to God and each other, who in the fullness of his humanity and the fullness of his divinity cross those boundaries that separate us from God and each other." Opens the scripture for the eunuch. And the eunuch is caught up in the living love of God, is brought into unity with God and Jesus and with Philip, even as a Gentile. And as they go along, there's living water. And the eunuch is baptized. The eunuch is baptized. Is brought into the body of Christ. Becomes united with God and with all those who follow Jesus in the fullness of what God is doing in Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Baptized into the name of the triune God, the eunuch finds his place in that restoring, reconciling action. Having been brought together, they go their separate ways to continue that good news in the world. And so our epistle from 1 John today invites all of us who have been baptized into the same triune God to abide with God in God's love. And God in God's love will abide with us. As 1 John says, if we love one another, if we're willing to be in relationship with those who are close and those who are far away, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this, we know that we abide in him, and he is in us. Each and every one of us are invited to abide in God, to be part of God's restoring, reconciling love in the world. As the evangelist John tells us, to be connected to the vine which is our loving Creator God, in and through our relationship with Jesus. It's an incredible privilege to abide in God and for God to abide in us, to be connected to God and each other in and through our baptisms. Our baptism is our commission, our co-mission in that work of God in the world. Baptism is our commission in that mission of God, which is to restore all people, even the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip, all people to unity with God and each other in Christ. In this world where there's so much hurt and destruction and alienation and violence, whether it's in the mountains of Nepal or in the streets of Baltimore, this world is so much in need of that restoring, reconciling action of God in Jesus. That coming together across our differences for the fullness of the love of God that abides in us as we abide in God. Baptism is that invitation to be agents of God's restoring, reconciling action in the world. In a few moments, 9 wonderful young adults, and here I'll use my crib sheet, Leah and Eleanor and Nora and Matthew and Colby and Hallie and Nicholas and Claire and Chloe, will stand in front of all of us and in front of God and declare their desire to abide in God's love and proclaim the love of God that abides in them. In their confirmation, they will be saying yes to that mission of God as adults. Yes, we want to be about and join in and be agents of God's restoring, reconciling action in the world. They are incredible young adults. They have a lot to offer this world. And I thank God for their willingness to own their baptism as adults in and through confirmation. And you know, sisters and brothers, after they come forward and before they're confirmed, each and every one of us will be invited to own our baptisms. In the baptismal covenant, we will be given the opportunity to state our desire to abide in God. In our profession of following the triune one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we will say we want to place our whole selves in the trust of that creator, sustainer, and redeeming God. And then we will be asked if we want to live lives of service in this mission of God, and continuing in our worship and prayers, in seeking forgiveness, in proclaiming the good news of God in Jesus, in serving others, and in struggles for justice and peace. Those 5 promises, we are saying, yes, we want to abide in God as God abides in us. We want to be attached to that vine and be part of that good news of God in the world. It's an incredible blessing. It's an incredible and exciting invitation to join with God in God's mission. So, like Philip, and like the eunuch, let us, each and every one, independently and as the body of Christ here in West Hartford, let us be open to that Spirit of God working in our lives. Let us be like these 9 young adults who are radically open and own their baptism anew in their confirmation. Let us be open to what God is doing in the world around us. And as we abide in God and God's love will abide in us. And we will be empowered and enlivened to be missionaries in God's mission to restore all people to unity with God and each other in Christ. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Christ is risen.